So what have we had so far? You're getting that Christmas feeling. It's all very exciting, isn't it? Building up. We've had two miraculous pregnancies, a geriatric one, teenage virgin one. Now we've got a bouncing baby boy. So what's the next thing up? The next thing up is, I wasn't quite sure what sort of title to put on this, to call it. How about, you know what platinum album is? It's 2.5 times gold or something. A multi-platinum is several times platinum. And then after that is diamond. I don't know who's ever actually got to that level of selling so many albums that it becomes diamond. This is certainly, this song that's coming up here is a multi-platinum, a diamond worship song. This has been in the top 10 of worship songs of the Christian church for 2,000 years. It's never been out of the charts. So I think that qualifies for some award, don't you? It's called the Magnificat, Mary's Song of Praise. Hey, we just had some Spanish, so how about having some Latin as well today? Magnificat. Where did that word come from? This is the first word of Mary's song in an ancient Latin translation of the Bible. You know, we sometimes think we're the only generation of Christians that have ever lived. There was never anyone before us, and nobody has got things sorted out the way we have. There have been people Christians for 2,000 years. In 386 BC, you're all interested in church history. I can see that you're just all excited on the edge of your seats. 386 AD, did I say BC? AD, a man called Jerome, we call him Saint Jerome, translated the whole Bible into Latin. And that was the main Bible of the church for 1,000 years. And the word Magnificat comes out of that translation, where the first line of this is Magnificat anima mea dominum. My soul magnifies the Lord. You want to hear some more of it? Et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo. And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. Now, don't anyone go away from this place saying you don't get value for money when you come to ACF, to a service, okay? We've had all these fantastic songs, and the band have led us wonderfully today. It's been just great. It's really thrilled my heart. That's been great. And now we've got a drama. We've got Spanish. We've got Latin. We haven't even got to the sermon yet. You're certainly getting value for money today. So let's just read some of this song. I'm reading now from the New Living Translation. I'll read it in Latin if you'd prefer, but maybe English would be more useful for most of you. Just listen to some of the words. I'm going to emphasize some of the words here. Oh, how I praise the Lord. How I rejoice in God my Savior. For he took notice of his lowly servant girl. And now generation after generation will call me blessed. For he, the mighty one, is holy. He has done great things for me. His mercy goes on from generation to generation to all who fear him. His mighty arm does tremendous things. How he scatters the proud and haughty ones. He has taken princes from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. And how he has helped his servant Israel. He has not forgotten his promise to be merciful, for he promised our ancestors, Abraham and his children, to be merciful to them forever. Oh, I'm going to need a drink after that. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Did you notice what I was emphasizing? It's all about him. It's all about he. It's all about what the Lord has done. That's why she says, Magnificat anima mea dominum. It's the Lord who is the focus of all of our praise and worship. Hey, is that the case when you and I come into church to worship these amazing songs? Are we worshiping the band? The band are great, but let's not worship them. Are we worshiping ourselves? You know, the style of music that we like, the things that appeal to us? Or are we worshiping the one who alone is worthy of all glory and honor and praise? God, Father, Son, Spirit, one God working out his purposes for our salvation and for the world. Is that the one who we're worshiping? That's the focus of the Magnificat. And that's why it's been in the charts for 2,000 years. God won't let it out of the charts because it's all about him. So, are you getting that Christmas feeling? It's really exciting. It's really building up. So that was the multi-platinum, the diamond, whatever comes beyond that worship song in the top 10 for the last 2,000 years. Here's the next thing. Oh no. Christmas is going to be spoilt. There's family trouble. Has anyone ever had Christmas spoilt by family trouble? I knew somebody. I won't say any more details in case he's identifiable, but he spent the night of Christmas Day in the police cells after he had a fight with his daughter at Christmas dinner. She fended him off and hit him with something, and he ended up in cells. That was family trouble, ruining what's supposed to be a marvelous day when we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ and come together and so on. Family trouble. The birth of John the Baptist comes round. And this is an amazing event. Now it was time for Elizabeth's baby to be born. And it was a boy, a bouncing baby boy. We know that already. The word spread quickly to her neighbors and relatives that the Lord had been very kind to her, and everyone rejoiced with her. When the baby was 8 days old, all the relatives and friends came for the circumcision ceremony. This was like the sort of the Jewish equivalent of christening or something, or dedication. They wanted to name him Zechariah after his father. So all the relatives and friends, you know, all the grannies and the aunties and the uncles and the neighbors and the people that used to be neighbors and friends of the neighbors, and everybody is there for the ceremony. And they say, right, we're going to call him Zechariah because his father's called Zechariah. Just that's what they normally did. He's the firstborn son, we'll call him Zechariah. We're going to call him Zechariah. And Elizabeth spoils the whole thing. She says, no, his name is John. And they say, what? There's no one in all your family with that name. Oh no, family trouble. Dispute over, you can just see the heading, dispute over baby name Mars christening or circumcision ceremony. You're going to call him Zechariah. No, he's John. No, it's Zechariah. That's his father's name. Well, let's ask his father then. Zechariah has not been able to speak for 9 months, and I think he was also deaf. The reason I think he was deaf is because they had to make signs to him, not asking him, trying to communicate with him. And he asked for a writing tablet, so he got the slate and he wrote on it, and he said, his name is, look, he's writing Zechariah, I think, in Luke's like, John. Why is his name John? Well, the angel Gabriel said, you shall call his name John. Why John? Because John means the Lord is gracious. And this is the outpouring of God's grace upon sinful humanity through John the Baptist coming as the forerunner of Messiah, and then through our Lord Jesus Christ. His name is John. So the family trouble is ended by the word from, hey, he can speak. He can speak now. Instantly, Zechariah could speak again and began, well, what did he do? He began complaining about the fact that he couldn't speak for 9 months and he didn't think that was fair. After all, he'd been doing his best, and who can help having a little doubt about some miracle or something? No, he began praising God. And this is, again, something that is, again, such a challenge to us, I think. I mean, has God done something amazing in your life? Is your response that your mouth is open to praise God? It's not just that we sing praises here in church, but that you're willing to communicate praise to God in your private times, and then when God gives you opportunity to speak to other people in your workplace or your school or wherever you are you prepared to praise God? Because God has opened your mouth. He's opened your eyes. He's opened your heart. Has he also opened your mouth? This is the way that Zechariah responded. He began to praise God. You're getting that Christmas feeling. It's all building up to something amazing.